about God Father. Yeah. Our table meeting will stop here. Before I make announcement, let's still come to introduce those who come here for the first time or haven't been here for a while. Let's start it from these three sections. Any new one? Okay. How about these two sections in front of me?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm Brother Sean. Actually, it's not my first time here, but like when I do the English meeting, we are right there. Mm-hmm. And this is my sister, Phoebe. Mm-hmm. And this is my cousin, also sister, Payne.
Amen.
She came to U.S. like a month ago and I paid a visit here with the family and doing some like traveling. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Welcome, brothers and sisters. May I have your name, please?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome, sister.
Amen.
Okay. Any new ones in this section on my right side? Any new one? Okay. Any new ones in the sections behind me? Okay, praise the Lord. Amen. Brothers and sisters, first announcement, Sister Pan Shujuan and Brother Sam Lee, they were baptized on September the 29th. May the Lord bless their spiritual growth, and brothers and sisters, may we still continue to carry the burden in preaching gospel.
Amen.
So far, we have 30 saints who were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus this year.
Amen.
The second announcement is, brothers and sisters, we repeated to make announcement of the coming blending conference from October the 25th to 27th. Specifically, we have two burdens. One is the burden of hospitality. As you may be aware of, that we are expecting to have over 300 out-of-town saints who are coming to visit us, among whom roughly 70 of them are expected to be hosted by our locality. So brothers and sisters, this is a great opportunity to blend with those visiting saints.
Amen.
We appreciate if you have the burden and capacity, you can host this any of the out-of-town saints. Please fellowship with Brother James Hall. Brother, where are you? Brother James Hall for the hospitality. And also, brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, this is the blending conference of all of the languages. So your participation is encouraged and welcome. The third one, brothers and sisters, for this year's winter training at Anaheim, the registration is due on Friday, November the 1st. So we also would like to have our video training at the same time in Piscataway. And the registration is also due on November the 1st. Also, there is a PSRP morning sessions hosted by the church in Cerritos. It is also available for registration. Brothers and sisters, please be noted, there's no registration for winter on-site winter training, and there's no late registration for video training. Next item, brothers and sisters, our district prayer meeting this coming Tuesday begins from 8 p.m. at district meeting locations. Since this is a strategically critical meeting, your participation is encouraged and the solicited. For the corporate book pursuing schedule, we're entering into the book of experiencing of Christ, experience of Christ, chapter 21 and chapter 22. Since from the coming Lord's Day, October the 13th, our district meeting location rotates as following. District A will move to Fellowship Hall. And District B will move to Grace Hall. And District C will move to here, Agape Hall. And next item, also, District Baskin Ridge will continue to meet at elementary school in Baskin Ridge.
Amen.
Amen. Next one is our service schedule. Today, food service will be served by P4 and P5 and Bridgewater. Clean service will be served by P2 and P10. For saints who you have been called, please stay and serve. Any other announcement?
Book room, this is we'll have a pre-order for a Chinese calendar, gospel calendar, yeah. Yeah, this is for 2020. Sorry. Yeah, this is for 2020 gospel calendar. Yeah, there's a Chinese drawing and also have a Bible verses. A copy is $7. So if saints or want to pre-order, please go to the book room.
Actually, there's a English Bible verse under too. So if you cannot read Chinese, you can still enjoy, even give your friends. Financial report for August and September 2019. Our total income in these past 2 months is $51,491. And our expense, I will give you breakdowns. First, category is meal and kitchen and miscellaneous supplies. The total expense is $3,921. All things related to fellowship unto gospel is $25,126. Everything related to conference training and travel is $4,834. Everything related to building, utility, and maintenance is $7,638. Also, we have a project on fence. We already completed the fence project. But besides the fence, we also clean all the outside the lane and the leveling the lane. So the total expense in the past 2 months is $20,252. So our total expense the past 2 months is $671. So we have a deficit of $10,280. So we would like all the saints to remember this need.
Amen.
For our financial need, and also we will need you to pray and also consider how we'll do this outside landscaping or design. Especially, we would like to have a playground on our land. So, any sense you have burden, you have any suggestion, or you have burden to participate in the design, you can let us brothers know. Hopefully, we can have a good use of the land that help our church life. So, anything else?
Amen. Good morning, dear brothers and sisters. Today we are bringing everyone good news. the ushering, the usher brothers are passing out our first issue of the Church in Piscataway weekly newsletter.
Hallelujah!
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 Amen.
Praise the Lord.
With this, we hope that we are in the family.
Amen.
And we really care for one another.
Amen.
So we care. The care comes from what? Comes from awareness. So actually, this is just offer us an opportunity to know one another, to know what each other is doing, what each other is caring, and we also can pray for them. Okay. So Brother Shepherd can share something first. Do you want to? Do you have anything? Okay. Amen. So, at the same time, if there is any sense who cannot understand English, who needs a Chinese copy, okay? 中文的华语的弟兄姊妹，如果不了英文比较难的话。 举一下手好不好？ 我们有华语的， 我们有中文的version， 中文版， 举一下手， 然后那个阿雪可以发给你们。 Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. So in this, we want to have four components on our weekly newsletter. The truth, the life, the gospel, and the church.
Amen.
So here, in the first part about the excerpt from ministry reading, this week we are going in Experience of Christ, chapter 21 and 22, to encourage our saints to really get into the ministry meeting. We just have an excerpt here, so that at least we can have a taste. And, you know, I think the ministry is so rich, so full, by just this a little bit taste, you would want more. You would really want to read more.
Amen.
And get into the real rich of these chapters. Okay, so every week we will include at least one paragraph of the ministry reading to encourage all of us. And then the second part we can see is the announcement. The brothers, all the announcement that the brothers made this morning are here, are being recorded here. So just in case that we listen to it, but we might not remember. So this is something we can take home. We can note it and just participate. Amen. And then on the right hand side we have prayer burdens. Of course, this is not all inclusive because of the limited on printing. So this is we pick from the full. We have the email of the full prayer list, and we pick the three most important and up to date, most urgent prayer burdens here, so that all the saints are aware of such a prayer burden, prayer need, and we can pray for it. And then after prayer burdens, we have the meeting attendance. We have the small groups attendance from not yesterday and the day before, but the past week, the September 27 and 28, we have 186. And North Table attendance was last week was 168. And then the prayer meeting the past week is 26. This is all for our awareness, and if we can really, really encourage ourselves to participate in the church life, it will be very good. And of course, we all care about, you know, are we really, really having the fruit, right? The bearing, are we really bear the fruit? So here is the number. Praise the Lord, we have 30.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for this 30.
Amen.
And so we have the bar here that we really, really, we can pray for this. And each one of us, we really have a desire. For this year, Lord, I can bear one fruit.
Amen.
Okay, we are still praying for this. We still have about 3 months to go. So there are still opportunities. we can pray and cooperate with the Lord. And then now let's flip the page. Here is where our burden is. Let me just share a little burden. In the church, we have a lot of different services. We have a lot of different small groups, different districts, different needs. But sometimes we don't know them. So this is actually an opportunity for us to really get familiar with what each group is, what each service is about. So by awareness, first it turns into prayer.
Amen.
And then it turns into care. We care for those who are in those service groups.
Well,
we care for what they are serving about. And also it turns into share, because we have the information, we can share with others, and if such a particular service group, there is a need that I think I know someone, or I think I can participate, then this will be sharing information. And then last one is this awareness will turn into bear. We can bear the responsibility.
Amen.
For those who already in the team, in the service, we can really come together to know what's the need. When we put the need here for the saints to pray, also the saints can see that maybe there's something I can put my shoulder in. This is my family. This is my house. This should be my burden.
Amen.
I can also bear the burden.
Amen.
So we would like this be an opportunity. In the church life, we can participate these four things. Prayer, care, share, and bear.
Amen.
We can pray for the service. We can care for the one serving in this service. And we can share the information. Even we can bear the responsibility.
Amen.
That we can all we hope this is just a means that the Lord can have a way in each one of us.
Amen.
And to blend us together. So, for example, this time we choose the English speaking campus work. Maybe Brother Shepherd can just share a little bit about it.
It's really a summary of the burden that we have from the Lord related to this service. And just to follow David, the point is not that you would just receive some sort of information, but we really hope as we are reading this newsletter, that it will really result in what our brother had mentioned. And that actually, number one, it should result in our prayer, right? We become more, we develop more feeling for what the Lord is doing,
Amen.
Right? In the saints, on the earth. And maybe we're not so directly involved, but like our brother has mentioned, we really feel that, we need to be blended. Because God said He has blended the body together.
Amen.
Right? So it doesn't matter if you're one district or another district. It doesn't matter if you use one particular language or another particular language. God has blended the body together.
Amen.
So we could all stand with one another.
Amen.
We could all pray for one another.
Yes.
And we could all cooperate with the Lord together.
Amen.
And so I think, anyway, I don't think there's need for me to go over it. You could read it on your own. But you notice at the end, our burden is not just to summarize all the different activities. But there are three major items.
Amen.
Please pray.
Amen.
So saints, please pray.
Amen.
During the week, please pray.
Amen.
For what the Lord is doing.
Amen. So we can turn this into our prayer diary. There are many prayers actually in every aspect. We really need our prayer. When we pray, we will more care for the service. Amen. And then lastly is the testimony. By testimony, we know this is really, really as a part to encourage us to raise up. This time we picked the testimony from the very fresh testimony from the sister Qin Jiaxuan, who just got baptized on September 14th during the mid-autumn festival event, gospel event, and her sharing of her testimony is really touching. And so we want to, each time we can include at least one testimony. Either the one who just got saved, they can have their testimony. Also, for the saints who are going out to reach people, to preach gospel, to pass gospel tract, to shepherd people, we also need this kind of testimony.
Amen.
To encourage each other, to encourage one another. We all can be the branch, the fruit-bearing branch.
Amen.
So that, you know, we can, by testimony, we can really encourage one another.
Amen.
So for this, actually, can we turn to the first page? On the top, on the first page, top right-hand side, there is an email address, CIP, Church in Piscataway, weeklynews@gmail.com. So we encourage our saints to submit our testimony. If we have some testimony, we just, you know, get someone baptized, or someone come to my home, or anything, or even I have some experience, or my new one, they have some experience of getting saved, and any kind of some testimony that can really encourage and enrich the church life, it will be very, very welcome and appreciated. And we can really, really use this as the means to encourage one another. We can all raise up and participate and experience the daily salvation. Lastly, just we ask the saints really pray for this service.
Amen.
Whoever is involved in this service, so that, you know, through this service, you know, the Lord can really bring in the blessing, and we really can really care for one another, care for what we are doing, and we really pray for one another. And also, whoever think they can participate in such a service, they can also let us know. There are a lot of need, the translation, the word, the layout, everything. They need labor and service. So whoever is available and interest in serving this area, please let us know. And lastly, actually, this is also can be a gift to for those who are not here today. If we remember, there are some family member who is not here today, now we can not only pray for them, we can go to visit them with such a gift. Okay, this is what happening today in the church. We want you to know also. So this actually as a mean to also care for those who are not here. Just use this as an opportunity for more fellowship, for more prayer and more care. And please just really care, pray for such a service. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Just to add two things real quickly. One is just a personal testimony. You know, every week when the brothers announce someone got baptized, you know, usually what follows is that please pray for them. And I would have to admit that in the past, I really repent. You know, there's not much feeling. But after, when you read a testimony like this, I would have to tell you that really, I mean, in doing this, I was full of feeling for our sister.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Even her picture is here.
Amen.
Look at that shining face.
Amen.
Doesn't that motivate you, right?
Amen.
That you want to pray for her?
Amen.
So anyway, we really hope, again, that everything that you read would result in prayer.
Amen.
And then finally, I just want to ask this question. Who is responsible for this newsletter?
Oh,
yeah. If you said David and I, you're wrong. You need to retake the exam. All of us. Amen. We're all responsible. Why? Because this is the church newsletter.
Amen.
And so maybe some of us are taking the lead, but we really need all of you to add in the content, to add in your suggestion, your fellowship. So please, saints, take this into your heart that we could all have ownership on this matter, Amen. And that together we could all be blended more together.
Amen.
Next, we'd like to have our saints from Baskin Ridge to give us some fellowship.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's good to be back. So why don't we have all the saints from Piscataway, from Baptist Ridge, stand up and give them a round of welcome back. Cannot believe time flies so fast. Just months ago, we were standing here announcing our branching out, and back then, I said, we have very little faith in ourselves, and now I'm standing here. I say we have even less faith in ourselves because we witnessed over the past month how much blessings God has given us.
Amen.
And with how little work we have done. That being said, we also have to, also witness a lot of attacks from Satan. Prepare for the branching out. As most of you know, one of our sisters just passed away, and many of you again thank you for your support. Attended her memorial service last Saturday, and we have, I think, over 80 attendance. And we have actually, many of you don't know, actually, we have two sisters lost either their her father or mother just a month before, actually, barely a month before our branching out. And we have actually potentially have going to move out. And back then, we were like, oh Lord. What are we gonna do? And even on the day of the first Lord's Day, we were fellowshipping and we're like, oh, how many saints gonna come? What if it's God bless us with this beautiful facility for free with a front print we have to pay for the custodian, but it's so big, so how are we gonna fill them with people? And what if it's only a few can now? So for the past 4 weeks, as God gave us, one more week of local gathering, for the past week, aside from young people, we have 21 cents for the first Lord's Day,
Amen.
Local cents, and 22 second, 23 the third, 24th.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And on average, we have over 30 cents attending the local gathering.
Amen.
And also, we're also very happy to see actually the saints remain here also increase, right? So in District B, so there are more saints from District B attending the. So it's really a witness, to actually to see the growth in his body, and so praise the Lord. And again, we still have very little faith in ourselves. We know a lot of difficult things ahead of us, but only through prayer and support of the saints here, we have confidence in Him,
Amen.
In the Lord. And we believe that through the efforts of everyone and blessing from our Lord, the testimony at Pastor Reed will remain and will grow bigger and bigger. So,
Amen.
I don't know.
Yeah, praise the Lord. We come back and see a lot of familiar faces. And I just want to update for the small group. September 6th, 14th. September 13th is 14th. September 20th is 21. September 27th is 21. So, yeah, praise the Lord. He's, as Brother Wally said, we gather breaths. So I want to share the Psalm 84 from verse 4 to 6. Blessed are those who dwell in your house.
Amen.
They will yet be praised. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highway to Zion.
Amen. Amen.
Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring.
Amen.
Indeed, the early rain covers it with the blessing.
Amen.
So we will see the blessing from three verses. Each one has a breath. So we feel we got a blessed by the Lord.
Amen.
So actually, we got an attack from, you know, the, as Brother Winquist said, this is the beginning. We have very, very little faith. Particularly for when we're looking for the place to meet, we try to YMCA, but I get denied. And we really get afraid, you know, we get the school facility use. And through our prayer, we started we three brothers started the Monday prayer. And prayer gave us the strength.
Amen.
And break the way for us to build up a little bit faith. And then we gathered the approval for the first the first meeting, and then later still have 4 days because the school is used by something else, we cannot find it, and then we started to get down again, where to meet. But praise the Lord, the day couple of days ago, we got approved from the school district, BOE. They gave us another school for our meeting.
Amen.
And furthermore, we got the approval of 2020 year, the whole year.
Amen.
Use of the facility.
Amen.
So we know the manor is only gave us daily in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Only Saturday we gave us 2 days supply. But the Lord gave us a year, more than a year supply for the meeting place.
Amen.
So we really appreciate, we have little strength, we have little faith, but the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
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 Pray the Lord.
Can we hear some testimony from the sisters?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just want to echo what the brothers just shared. Meetings locally, we really experience Lord's mercy and grace.
Amen.
We really see how weak and unable we are, but how bountiful supply can be from our Lord.
Amen.
And we really learn how to really put down our natural our old being.
Amen.
And rely on Lord.
Amen.
Rely on the new man.
Amen.
And the support from brothers and sisters and support from church in Piscataway. And it's a new experience for me personally. Strengthen my faith and also give me the way to go on. Like,
amen.
Don't trust yourself.
Yes.
Just trust in God.
Amen.
感谢主。 的确是啊，我本来没让我们准备，然后后来那个文辉今天说他要讲的时候，我还在想他会讲什么。本来我还想说，如果我讲我会讲什么，但是后来既然他讲的跟我想的也是这样子的，我们其实这些弟兄姊妹在 Basking Ridge 估计都是，如果站起来都是讲一样的话，真的都是这个感谢神在我们身上的这个作为，感谢神对我们的带领。 一个是呢，我就觉得，真的是，就是说，经过这个四个礼拜，真的是看，就是也不是四个礼拜，我想也有一年之久，非常的感谢，一句话就是神是我们的供应，神是我们的 supplier， 我们真的不是靠自己能做什么，但是我们要去相信他，他是我们的供应的那一位，这是第一点。
Praise the Lord. I believe any sister from Basking Ridge, if she stand up, will say the same word, that is, we thank the Lord. We praise the Lord for His leading, and we praise the Lord for His working. I believe this is not us that we can do anything, but to summarize in one sentence, that is, Lord is our bountiful supply.
Amen. Amen. 再一点呢，我就觉得，还有一点很重要的感觉，觉得神真的是需要我们的配合。他有一个这个，他一定是有一个很强的这种愿望，就希望我们人与他的配合。其实，我们人只要做一点，神是做最多最多的。所以这点上，我就觉得很有这个负担，就觉得。 我们要有这个看见，神需要我们人的配合，我们就是把我们一点点摆上，神就是真的是将他的祝福倾倒下来。所以我觉得，不管是我们扩出去的这个区也好，还是我们留在 Piscataway的这个弟兄姊妹也好，我们真的是能够看到神的这个愿望，然后把我们自己也摆上，能够配上去，神就能做他的工，神就能完成他的旨意。他很在意我们的这个配合。Amen.
I also realize that God requires our cooperation. We only have to do a little, and God does everything else. We only have to consecrate whatever we have, and God will pour down His blessings from the heavenlies. I think it is so important and crucial for all of us to see that God has a desire for us to cooperate with Him. Once we cooperate, He will achieve for us.
Amen. Amen. 还有就是我们现在在追求这个民数记哈，我们就是看到说，主把我们神把我们编组成军，然后我们有行程，然后我们再有征战。但是编组成军之后，我们并不是说一路就是很高昂，说一直啊，我们就是征战的军队了。我们都其实中间我们也会有很多的失败，我们。 我们在读的过程中，肯定形成过程中，我们有很多的抱怨，也会很多的失败。但是我们这位神呢，一直是我们的这个带领者。我们还是要相信他，在我们相信我们在这个过去以后的这个过程中，肯定也会遇到很多的问题，也会经历这个失败。但是有了这个民数记的这个追求，让我们对神有了更强的信心。我们知道依靠这位神，他就能带领我们征战的那位，其实是神。我们只是跟上他。明白。
Although we were all organized as an army, and we're starting a journey, and we also participate in the warfare, this process, though, is not without failures. As you can see from the numbers, there's much murmurings from the Israelites, and there's much failures from the Israelites. Yet God is always faithful. This really strengthened me. I believe the days after we branched out, we might experience failures. We even might have murmurings. But it is very encouraging me that the God is our leader, and He is the one who really fight for us.
Amen.
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 Sorry, I'm pulling double duty today. This will be the last time you see me. The brothers asked me to share a little bit about this upcoming regional blending conference. So maybe if all of you could turn to Romans 10:17. And as you're turning, I'll actually like to read two verses to you first. So you'll need to turn to Romans 10:17 and also listen. Okay? And the first one is Romans 1:17. And this is just the second half. But the righteous shall have life and live by faith. I want to emphasize this last phrase. Live by faith.
Amen.
We are living by faith. Amen. Second verse is in 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by appearance. So Romans tells us we live by faith. 2 Corinthians here tells us we walk by faith. As Christians, we live by faith and we walk by faith. But what does Romans 10:17 say? Go ahead.
So faith comes out of hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ.
So faith comes out from?
Hearing.
Hearing. And hearing from the word of Christ.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, do we realize what an opportunity we have in the following weekend? Well, not next one, but October 25, 27. Our brother is coming, and he will be speaking.
Amen.
He will be speaking.
Amen.
And he will speak in what? Words of faith. And so as believers, do you know who you are? Do you know where you are going? Do you know what is the end? What is the goal? I think if you're like me, I would say, well, not so sure. I'm not so sure, right? I take it step by step. And so this is why we need to hear, we need to be under the speaking of faith. We cannot have the view, oh, I've heard it. I've heard it all. I know it all. I know God's economy. But brothers and sisters, we need to realize we need the what? Up-to-date. The up-to-date, the present speaking of the Lord.
Amen.
And only in this way will we be able to proceed on towards the goal.
Amen.
You know, we're covering numbers right now. We know that the children of Israel, they're being formed into an army. And they're journeying, right? And we see that actually in the Old Testament, what a wonderful picture. That as the army, as the people of God were moving, what did God provide? The pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, right? The cloud signifying the Spirit, and the fire signifying the Word of God. And so by these two things, God's people were given a clear direction on where they should go, on how they should get there, on what steps they should take, what things they needed to do. Everything was given to them.
Amen.
This was a wonderful provision.
Amen.
In the same way, today we need to realize that God speaking in the form of the brothers, right, is a way for us to see the cloud and the fire.
Amen.
So that we would know where we're going.
Right.
So that we wouldn't be sidetracked. So we wouldn't lose our way. We wouldn't be lost. We wouldn't lose our identity.
Amen.
Oh, brothers and sisters, we need to be so desperate.
Amen.
We really need to grasp this opportunity.
Amen.
Realize that God speaking is coming to town.
Amen.
20 minutes away.
Amen.
We need to give ourselves.
Amen.
We need to consecrate that weekend to the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I'm full of burden, full of feeling that all the saints here, we would really just pay the price. You know, some of us, we have children. The children are busy. They have activities. They have their nap times. For one weekend, we could really set this as our goal to be under God speaking.
Amen.
And I would even say this, brothers and sisters, not just one meeting. Sometimes we just sell our inheritance so short, right? Like Esau. Oh, that's it. You can have my bowl of soup. But no! We need to set the standard high.
Amen.
We can pray. Brothers and sisters, we should all pray. I hope we would all pray.
Amen.
Lord, I give this weekend to you.
Amen.
I give all four messages to you.
Amen.
I don't want to sell short. I don't want to cut off what the Lord can bless.
Amen.
We really need to grasp this opportunity.
Amen.
You know, the brother who is coming, all he speaks is God's New Testament economy. Actually, my wife and I, we were fellowshipping last night. We just noticed this, right? Am I not right? He just speaks the New Testament. Oh, no, not the. The Holy Bible Recovery Version. That's just his speaking. He's pickled with it, right? He's constituted with it. He has no other speaking. He just speaks in this way. And this speaking becomes a real help and encouragement to all of us.
Amen.
So I hope we will really participate. Or we will cooperate with the Lord to go, to attend, to be under this speaking. And then number two, I need to add this. We can also open our homes for hospitality. And let me just mention this. It's not just to meet a certain need, but we need to have a higher view. You know, what is happening is all the saints are coming together. And we're going to be blended. And how do we get blended? Through the fellowship.
Amen.
And so as the saints, the brothers and sisters are in your home, I hope it's not just, oh, let me provide you a room. You can stay there tomorrow morning. You know, I'll see you later. Here's the key to my... I mean, if that's your situation, that's okay. That, you know, we're happy every home can be open. But I hope, again, we could aspire, to have fellowship, right? Maybe as we come home from the meeting together, we could just fellowship with one another. And I tell you, in this way, when there's this kind of circulation, we get built up.
Amen.
We get blended.
Amen.
I want to lose my Piscataway distinction.
Amen.
I want to be blended into my body, into the body.
Amen.
Actually, in this way, you will even see it helps us to get out of ourselves,
right,
out of our personal universe.
Amen.
You know, like the frog in the well. You know,
yeah.
you start to see God is moving all over the earth.
Amen.
Right? I'm not just concerned with my own affairs. But we get expanded. We get broadened.
Amen.
So do you want to provide hospitality?
Amen!
Amen. Let's provide the hospitality.
Yes.
Right? To invite the saints over for this kind of fellowship.
Amen.
For the building up of the church.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So now we are kind of change gear. Even though it's kind of... Since we are... it sounds like we're transitioning to this week's morning revival. But the saints... All the fellowship that happened today, excuse me, is actually all connected.
Right.
Our brothers coming on this weekend, October 25 to 27. Saints, do you want to go? Do you have the desire to hear the speaking of God's word?
Amen.
Or do we like the Israelite in the wilderness? They loathe the heavenly food, the manna, the murmuring. And also, like our sister shared, they have no faith. And they see a lot of failure in the history of Israelite. Or is that just the failure of the Israelite? Or is it actually a history, it could be a history of ours. So actually, this week we are going into the morning revival. We're talking about the water of impurity. I don't know how many of us have heard this word, the water for impurity.
Amen.
We may heard of a lot of offerings, the burnt offerings, the sin offerings, the trespass offerings, the meal offerings, but here the water for impurity. We may even heard of the terms or the components in this water of impurity. They're red heifer. There are hasip, there are cedar wood. But do you know what is it for? Why God put the water impurity in chapter 19 of Numbers? Actually, I just want to read a few verses from the number chapter 19, starting from verse 1 to verse 10. So here it says, "Then Jehovah spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, 'This is the statute of the law which Jehovah has commanded, saying, telling the children of Israel to bring you a red heifer without a defect, in which is no blemish or upon which a yoke has never come. And you shall give it to Eleazar the priest, and someone shall bring it outside the camp and slaughter in his presence. And Eleazar, the priest, shall take some of his blood and with his finger and sprinkle his blood towards the front of the tent of the meeting seven times. And the heifer shall be burned in his sight. Its skin and its flesh and its blood, with its dung, shall be burned. And the priest shall take the cedar wood and the hyssop and the scarlet strings and cast them into the midst of the burning of the heifer. Then the priest shall wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in water, and afterwards he shall come into the camp, but the priest shall be unclean until the evening. And he who burns the heifer shall wash his clothes in water and bathe his body in water, and shall be clean until the evening. And a man who is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer and place them outside the camp in the clean place, and it shall be kept for the assembly of the children of Israel as the water for impurity.
Amen.
It is a sin offering.
Amen.
It sounds like it's another sin offering, but we have to know that this description of the purity of the water for impurity came after a very special circumstances. So if you look at the outline in the Roman numeral 1 and the Roman numeral 2, it says Numbers chapter 19, a very special chapter in the Old Testament, is the record concerning the water for impurity.
Amen.
And this impurity in this chapter does not refer to sin, but death. Yes, saints. Even though it's called a kind of a sin offering, but it's really dealing the situation of death.
Amen.
It came after, I think it's five times of the rebellious situation that Israelite people in the wilderness start from very little, like just murmuring, they're complaining about the food, they're complaining about this and that, until they start rebelling against the Moses and Aaron, which is the deputy authority of God, until the entire household of Korah rebelled against the God. And this impurity, this description of water for impurity came after this series of rebellious. Even though the person who conducted this rebellious behavior is only a few people, but actually the death is all over the camp of Israel. So here, it comes to chapter 19. Gotta deal with his people in the situation of death. Then you may ask, then how has that to do with me? I'm not like Israel people. I'm not rebelling against God. I came to the meeting. I came to the Lord's table. I even come to the small group meetings. But saints, if we have this thought, I think we're in a situation of spiritual death. Or have you ever murmuring about, I don't know, a leading brother in your small group or in a district meeting, you're murmuring about this and that brother, or the leading brothers that ask you to do something or encourage you to do something, or even brothers encouraging us to attend the October 25th, 27th meeting, but you are murmuring, it's the same thing. They're talking about the same words. Oh, saints, this is our situation. This, even though it's really, it looks like it's talking about Israelite, but the history of Israelite is actually our history, saints.
Amen.
So I hope this gives us a picture that we are always in a situation of spiritual death. However, saints, we have the water for impurity.
Amen.
God gave us the water for impurity, not just to expose us in this death situation. It also tells us that we have a way out.
Amen.
Which is apply this
Amen.
Water for impurity.
Amen.
Whenever you are you feel you're in a very death situation. For example, if I'm working in my job, I'm not contacting God for such a long time. saying, do you feel the death in your situation? Or you haven't read the Bible for a long time. Do you feel there is a sense of death in you? Saying that's the time we need to apply this water for impurity. We need this water for impurity that by simply coming to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Saying that we hope that we can all see that we often in the situation of death. However, there's a way out.
Amen.
This way out is the water for impurity.
Amen.
Amen.
This is this is such a particular week in Numbers 19, right? It's a passage I've never seen before. When you consider it, it's actually quite a picture of what had actually occurred with the children of Israel at that time. So the context is there were a series of rebellion that had taken place in the chapters prior to 19, right? And it ultimately culminated in 14,700 people who perished because of the rebellion. So just under 15,000. And what had happened after they perished? After they died, there was a heavy blanket of death that enveloped, that took over the whole camp of 2 million people. Death was everywhere. You couldn't escape death. Even the people who offered the water for impurity, they were also unclean until the evening. This was the actual situation where if you touched someone who was dead, if you were in the presence of someone who had died, if you went into a tent where someone had already died, if you touched the carcasses, if you were everyone, all 2 million people of the children of Israel were under the influence of death. So there had to be a provision. And this provision is the red heifer, which is mixed, which became the ashes, which were mixed with the running water to become the water for impurity. This impurity is the defilement that issues out from death. And what is death? Death is the result of the root cause, which is sin. And not just any common sin.
Right.
This sin specifically is rebellion. So the sin is rebellion. The root, the fundamental problem in the universe is we just rebel. Satan took the lead to rebel against God. And we follow him in like manner. We should not be deceived. We should fully come to the awareness in our spirit that here I am a sinner, and even more, I'm a rebel. I rebelled against God. And what issued forth was death. That is our situation. Death is the result of this sin of rebellion.
Amen.
But hallelujah, Christ came.
Amen.
And this is our application today, which we see under the last 2 days that we went over this past week. And I really hope, saints, just let's speak on this, right? The red heifer. Actually, we see this red heifer is Christ. How? The red, it typifies the sin that he had taken upon himself. But it was only on the skin, right? It was only on the skin. It wasn't inward. So he came in the likeness of the flesh of sin, and he condemned sin in the flesh. That's the red heifer. And also, this red heifer was no defect. Hallelujah, we have someone who is without defect.
Amen.
In which has no blemish, and under which, upon which, the yoke has never come upon. Wow. There is someone who was not affected by death. He was always clean.
Amen.
He did not come under the influence of Satan, sin, and the world.
Amen.
None of these elements had control over our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And this red heifer we see was reduced into ashes.
Right.
Everything.
Right.
He was reduced to nothing.
Right.
So here is our Lord Jesus. He was reduced to ashes, which was nothing. But what was in the ashes? It was the flesh, it was the skin, and it was the dung, and it was the blood.
Amen.
The blood of the Lord Jesus was included in the burning of these into the burnt of. And anyway, it was all
ashes.
Included in these ashes.
Right.
So these ashes, actually, what does it signify? It means the Lord Jesus can be his eternal redemption via his blood can be applied to us with full efficacy eternally.
Amen.
Because these ashes are for the future, we saw.
Amen.
And these ashes are mixed with the running water to become the water for impurity.
Amen.
This is just the Holy Spirit, the life-giving Spirit that we enjoy day by day. We just realize the more we're cleansed and washed by the Spirit, in this compound Spirit, there are the ashes. And in these ashes, there is the blood for our eternal redemption.
Amen.
So the more we're washed with the Spirit, wow, we just get applied with His eternal redemption spontaneously.
Amen.
And we see this in 1 John. I don't know. This is our application today in the New Testament. This is our situation. Death just comes out of us. Because we're natural, we're unclean. Because we're fallen, death issues forth. This is just, we don't have to ask for it, it just happens. But the remedy, the Lord's provision, is there is the Spirit that we can apply. In 1 John 1:7, right? If He is the light, and if we have fellowship with Him, His blood cleanses us from every sin. This fellowship that we have with the Lord is the Spirit. And in this compound Spirit, there is the automatic application of His redemption to us. This is marvelous.
Amen.
And then, lastly, I just want to mention this regarding death. The brother brought this out, and I think it's quite relevant. In verse 15, it reads this. So, you know, if you were affected by death if you came into the presence of anyone who died. But here's another one. And every open vessel which has no covering tied down on it is unclean.
Amen.
This is interesting. We want to say, okay, if I'm an open vessel and I'm not with no cover on it, how am I unclean? To the Lord, we should always be open. But to the enemy, we should be closed.
Amen.
Our lid should be tied down tightly.
Amen.
We should not accept the words of the enemy that issues in death.
That's right.
You know, when I look... I was serving the bread and the cup, and I'm passing the bread. This is just a testimony. I'm passing the bread and the wine, and I see all of you this morning. I just see the beloved saints, the excellent saints. You know, any thought of any otherwise, if I think you of any less than being the excellent, wow, we need to shut the lid tight.
Amen.
We need to shut that lid. We need to be a closed vessel to the enemy.
Amen.
These thoughts are not ours. They're from the enemy.
Amen.
They only work to tear down the building. Only work to kill and destroy. Right? Hallelujah. We have the Spirit of life to build up.
Amen.
And to cause us to, each one, we would have life and to be washed from this influence of death.
Amen.
What a provision we have. So in the remaining time, and I know we don't have that much time, so let's be exercised just to speak what we got.
Amen.
No matter how small. So that there isn't any pauses, okay?
Amen.
So maybe we can start with anyway, for anyone who would like to stand up.
I like to follow. I like the vessel. So I like to speak as an older brother. This Numbers 19 is a serious situation. So as a young person, we don't the word serious doesn't have much impact on us. But as an older brother, we start to understand the word serious. So this situation is very serious.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's another phrase that we should be impressed with, and that's the phrase the effect of death. So not death itself, but the effect of death. So I may die, but my death has an effect.
Right.
That effect can reach everyone. So this is the situation, the serious situation. So the red heifer, the water for impurity, is not a common thing.
Mm.
It's something for this situation.
Amen.
Anyway, for example, I was alive when a president was assassinated, and an announcement came over the loudspeakers. This announcement was made in every school. So this, and then all the flags were lowered to half mast. And there was an emergency broadcast system. So the emergency broadcast system took over all the televisions. And it was broadcast over all the televisions. So the effect of death was reached every home. The effect of death reached every home. So also we had another... super tragedy at the beginning of the century. So many died. All the airplanes were shut down all across the country. There were military aircraft flying all around to protect the airspace. The airplanes didn't fly for an entire week. This shows that the effect of death, we don't come out of this situation quickly. So the water for impurity, we need to be very careful in our actions and in our speaking.
Amen.
Otherwise, we bring in death. We open the door for death.
Amen.
And then the effect of death touches.
Right.
We're now in a situation of impurity. That means a situation of uncleanness, a situation of death. So I want to just leave you with the two words. This is a serious situation, and the seriousness is because of the effect of death touching everyone.
Amen. So this week I especially touched the primary components, red heifer. The part that I touched is red heifer is female. Normally male refers to objective truth, but the female especially signifies our subjective experience. So that means we are not just here talking about the objective truth, but we need to apply this fact, this provision, this loss in eternal redemption to our daily living. So last week we attended the memorial meeting of our sister who passed away, 47 years old. Our heart was ached because she was so young. So we normally we have feeling about the physical death, but I don't know how much feeling we have, how much awareness about our spiritual death. And this week, especially mentioned something, the most hateful thing in the God's eye is spiritual death. And this spiritual death is ugly, detestable, abominable. So how do we brothers feeling? Our sisters are feeling. Do we, most are we still alive or are we already dead? We don't have any feeling. So when brother, like a long time back, brother Minos tends to speak about the living. If we are living, a living person should have a hungry, right, for food. But brother and sister, do you every day have a hungry for lost food, heavenly food? Or do you spend time to eat, enjoy the Lord? If not, that's also a sign. So that's one aspect. The other one, the living person should be functioning. So do you have any functioning in the, in the church service? If we don't have any functioning, that means something is not right. Also, from this week's morning revival, we see that this thing specifically is not the common thing. It's related to rebellion. So rebellion starting from our murmuring. So I guess we all have some kind of murmuring inside. But this murmuring leads to the most severe rebellion. That's Brother Tan mentioned, Korah's, 250 death. And Brother Tan also mentioned, inside us, do we murmur something, or do we, rebel against the leading ones? Or even sometimes we hear, we all say we are consecrate ourselves to the Lord, and we're willing to take the cross. But the same, sometimes, even we mention something, if someone here will be out, we really have some rebellion information inside us, rebellion nature within us. So thank Lord for the eternal efficacy of His redemption. We can apply this water for impurity to our daily living. Because if we have some death among us, this death is most defiling. It was spread among all sins. So that's why in Deuteronomy, Moses, specifically, I think, mentioned 9 times remove this evil from your midst.
Amen.
So, you are all our brothers and sisters. If we have some evil things within our midst, we need to remove them. Because the evil will be the root of death, and death will spread. So sometimes maybe it's against our nature, our disposition, we want to be nice. But remember, we need to please the Lord, not for the human being. Also, remove our impurity from our motivation. So all these parts just provide us very, very precious organic salvation for our daily living. That's what brother also mentioned in 1 John 1:7. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and righteous to cleanse us all the things and remove all unrighteousness, and especially the provision of the water for impurity will restore us from the fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
May all these words will apply to our daily living.
Amen.
And may Lord also give our sense, our awareness, our death information, our death situation, so that all will apply this water, and the death will be swallowed, and may Lord, may the resurrection life full of our church.
Amen.
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 Hello. I was very impressed this week. Very, very impressed with this message. I read especially one of the reasons of this water for impurity is really to restore our fellowship with the Lord, with God. That's the reason of this water for impurity. That really touched me. Now, but one thing that really touched me a lot is that about our conscience. You see, in our life, we're going to have a lot of problems, a lot of things in the world. Now, the blood cleans our common sins, but God hates death, which is actually what God hates the most, right? And that we need the water for impurity. Now, but one thing I'm impressed is this. In chapter 19, verse 15, following Brother David, and every open vessel which has no covering tied down on it is unclean. Now, you know we have in our spirit three functions. The conscience, the fellowship, and intuition. Yes, okay. So, if we... And I have a burden for the young people and for everybody and for myself. It says in 2 Timothy, but in a great house there are only gold and silver. No, there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also wooden and earthen. Some are unto honor, some unto dishonor. Now we are a vessel. We're supposed to have an open vessel to fill up with our, the Lord's Spirit is speaking. But in this case, we need to close this vessel. Young people, we need to close this vessel. We need to tidy, because once we love the world, then we have an open vessel and we are unclean. We can't have fellowship with the world. We cannot touch death. And the world is in a spiritual death right now. So we need to close, tie down this vessel from the enemy, not to infuse death in our soul. So I really pray for the Lord, not only us, but the young people, don't be deceived by Satan, who's the dead person here, that is infusing sometime, anytime through the world with a lot of garbage on the internet, a lot of garbage on TV, and a lot of garbage in the world, even with other friends. Don't be deceived, Lord. Or tie this vessel, and just open your vessel when you listen to the word of God and the speaking of the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Amen.
So we can see what death is about.
Amen.
So I was...
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we talked about two things. First thing, brothers all mentioned the context for this chapter.
tells us the seriousness of the spiritual death. Mm. We should all be aware of this. And then one thing brother mentioned, the message, we should avoid death. The first thing we need to avoid spiritual death. And I'm really touched by the brother mentioned, nowadays the death is mostly spreading through words. It's still speaking words, spoken words or written words. And we as a vessel, as brother mentioned, we need to be aware that we need to the thing that is spreading death, we should shut the lid tight. Right. Yeah. And we should not be deceived, as brother mentioned. Right. In our fallen nature, actually, we are very rebellious. Right. We are even murmuring in our mm-hmm. situations. And we should not trust in ourselves. Right. And we should not receive anything or accept anything that is spreading death, in place of words, in place of some thoughts. So we should cover our vessel to all these things. But of course, we need to open to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And the second thing I want to touch about this provision and the ashes and this water, actually, the ashes is prepared for the future use,
amen,
which we can apply today. Amen. And I really touched brother sharing is actually one result of the spiritual death is it cuts us off from the fellowship, right, with the divine fellowship with the Lord, and that's why today we really need to apply this water for the impurity. Amen. Whenever we are in a situation, we feel we are dead, spiritual dead inside. That means we are, this is the result of the Satan's the spiritual death. And we should, as Brother Al shared, we should confess everything. We should confess, open to the Lord. This, and then we should apply this water for the impurity. And because we already have the result of the Christ's death is the ashes, and the water is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And this is all being, we all have this.
Amen.
Yeah, what we need to do is apply. And whenever we are in such situation, we need to apply.
Amen.
And this is two things really touch me.
Amen.
Amen. As I want to read this chapter 19. I was wondering why this chapter is not in Leviticus. Mm. Because it's more logically, it's more fit there. As I read further on the Bible, I realize the chapter 19 must be in the Numbers. Because there's an urgent need to stop the spreading of the death.
Right.
The urgent need to kill the death. So, from this aspect, we read the Numbers. Actually, Numbers, this book is full of spiritual. All the physical deaths in Numbers is the type of spiritual deaths. Mm-hmm. I encourage us to read very carefully, starting from chapter 11 to chapter 25. Because there are multiple events, but I think that they are all different. And we need to understand death just an expression, but we need to understand that all the deaths has a cause behind, has a root cause behind. In the chapter 11, the cause is excessive desire. We need to ask us, do we have an excessive desire towards the world? Do we have the worldly desires excessive? That will bring death, spiritual death. In the chapter 13, 14, I think we're all familiar, because they do not trust God. When the 12 people to see the good land, they come back. They do not trust God. That's the true cause. And the chapter 17, we all point out, is rebellious. Rebellion. So I think we need to be careful of this. We have a rebellious nature inside. We all have a rebellious nature inside. That's something we need to be very careful. And the chapter 21, which is not very much talking about, I think the cause of there is the impatience. That they become the Israel people when they become impatient and then they start to complain. So a lot of time in our situation we become impatient towards God. And that brings the spiritual death. And the chapter 25, actually is the greatest suffer the death is chapter 25. They suffer 24,000 people. That's because of fornication and adultery. We need to take this because it's a very serious matter. And also, I think fornication also because typify the worldly design. That's also very severe warning for us.
Amen.
I think the killing, but we need to take heart. I think the way I read this, we need to apply the water every day. And then the one specific example we need to pay attention is the how the Naaman, that's a general, right? Naaman get the leprosy, get the cures. He applied the bath. I think we all need to immerse us in the spiritual world. We need to take the spiritual bath every day.
Praise the Lord. I really appreciate through the ministry really opens up this chapter 19 to us.
Amen.
Otherwise, I mean, I always like, okay, what is the purpose of chapter 19, right? We know, you know, it is a special provision. And it also says this is a sin offering, right? But what is it different from the sin offering that was mentioned in Leviticus? So here we can see that the sin issues death. So the sin offering of mentioned in the chapter 19, the Numbers chapter 19, is really to deal with the aftermath, the result of a sin, which is death. Mm-hmm. Saints have shared a lot about the cause of death, but I think in the chapter 19, it was really focused on the details of this provision. How do we deal with death?
Amen.
I really much, because of time, you know, I really, I feel like this message, we need to spend many weeks to really to enter into it.
Amen.
Because all these details, all these spiritual aspects, even if we just look at the composition of this purification water for purification, it really gives us a lot of spiritual revelation, right? We see the red heifer. We also see there is other elements being added in, right? The cedar wood, right? What's the next? Hyssop, right? There is also this strands of strings. So all these has its really spiritual meaning. So in summary, I really like this under Roman numeral 4. It says, the high and dignified Christ and the lowly and humble Christ in his redemption were elements for the composition of the water for impurity. Since we're all, on one hand, we need to apply. We all know that we're a defiled person. We're all sin sinners, right? So this element of death is inside of us, right? This element of rebellion is inside of us, which is all inherited from our, you know, the ancestor. So how do we kill it, right? So we really have to get into this, all these detailed spiritual meaning. How do we really apply it, right? So all these aspects, you know, this aspect of Christ as typified by this water for purification, we really need to apply it in our experience, just as a brother shared, right? This is not just objective truth. This is all has its subjective spiritual experience application to us.
Amen.
So I don't feel like, you know, we have that much time, but I really, you know, saints, if we haven't really entered into this, you know, message deep, because, you know, this is so important, as brother have shared. You know, this situation of death is so serious, right? You know, really, you know, this death, why the death is so, you know, ugly in God's eyes? Because it really nullifies God's economy. When God built, created human, he really has a purpose for us to really to represent him, to have his image, to rule the earth, to defeat his enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But the death, what the death brought is we all become useless. In fact, we're becoming enemies of God. Right? So that's why it's very ugly, you know. So not only we need to deal with the sin, also deal with the result of the sin, which is death. So may this becoming our subjective experience.
Amen.
Even in our church life, we can really be the ones to actually cleanse all the death situation, right? You also see, like in chapter 19, this is not a personal matter. This is actually a corporate matter. Anyone who touches this become unclean, right? So don't feel like you're the superpower, the Superman. You can, like, deal with all the issues, right? So we really, this is a corporate matter. We really need to really be, you know, be able, know how to apply this principle, and praise the Lord, you know, for this provision. Amen.
This passage is very heavy in my heart, because this heavy heart I composed one here.
也是我的祷告.
And this is, becomes my prayer.
看香柏木, 瞧牛膝草, 连同朱红射线.
All this cedar wood, the hyssop, and the scarlet tree.
本为神子, 定使罪求, 存全无赐献上.
We were sons of God, but now we have become sinners.
He was original son of God. He was perfect and blameless, but now crucified for us.
傲者举目, 卑者昂首, 他已全然成灰.
The proud one look up, and the humble one rise up his head. He is now completely become ashes.
只能气馁, 深感不配, 竟蒙浩荡洪恩.
Can only shed tears and feel myself undeserved, and praise him for his abundant grace.
Amen. 他是爱我, 为我舍己, 岂敢再处死亡?
He loved me and gave himself to me. How dare I to touch death again?
仰望他的永远功效, 信守十架脚中.
Behold his eternal efficacy and have faith in his accomplishment on his cross.
这是用普通本, 中文普通本诗歌 907首写的.
Amen. This morning I was determined not to speak. I told the Lord, I don't want to speak this morning. But after hearing all the saints, somehow the Lord forced me to speak. Chapter 19, it's really not for us to talk about it. Even not for us to study about it. Saints, if you don't have the consciousness regarding the sin and death, then there's no need to talk about it.
Amen.
There's no need to talk about sin or even talk about death. You can list about all the content about how this water of impurity was created. Yet, we are in such a terrible, terrible death situation without any consciousness. I would like to remind saints, chapter 19 is a concluding chapter from chapter 11 to 16. From chapter 11 to 16, you're starting with murmuring, reasoning, complaining,
amen,
and bringing that rebellious. I believe that rebellion started from the inner circle of God's responsible one. Because right after 19, you see chapter 20, who died first? Do you know who died first? Marian died. Why chapter 20 mentioned about Marian's death? And immediately after that, Aaron had to die too.
Amen.
In between, Moses, I believe, he was also under such an influence of death. Of course, Moses has no excuse. But he also under such an influence of that death, spreading of that rebellious. And he made such a terrible, terrible failure in his life. And we all know, last week, we talked about he shouldn't lose his temper. Of course, for him to lose temper, absolutely no excuse. But would you agree with me? He also under this influence of death. So he has no escape. See how serious the Lord to him. You have to go home to read Deuteronomy. He begged Jehovah God, let me enter into the good land. God talked to him, don't even mention that anymore. Saints, this week's death is not a common death. You know, it's not a sin that you think, okay, I'm in a brother house. I spill water on Jerry's table. Then I apologize, right? This sin here is related to rebellion. That rebellion is not only in us. That rebellion has a manifestation. Manifest in murmuring, complaining, and even against. When you're against God's nature, that is the sin called rebellion. Brother and sister, do you have that consciousness?
Amen.
I would say, including all of us here, we don't have that consciousness. If we don't, then we will unconsciously, unintentionally fall into that situation. I do want to bring you to that point that you have this consciousness. We are here as a church. For what purpose? Are we here having a happy church life? Are we here just for living on the earth? For prosperity? If we are for that, then we miss the mark. Brother and sister, we miss the mark.
Amen, Lord.
That's why this morning I decided not to speak. Because this is exactly how I feel. If we are in the situation in rebellious, starting from the inner circle, that rebellious will spread down.
Amen.
Spread from the top all the way to the down. 14,700 dead covered the entire camp of Israel. Can you picture that? Can you picture that? It was in such a hopeless situation, God would have to create this water impurity. So, for God Himself, that His people of Israel will have a way out. What should we do? Saints? What shall we do? We come to this chapter. We come to this week with this burden. Should not just study.
we should all cry out, Lord, increase me the consciousness of death.
Right.
Any fellowship can bring in death if you are not careful. Okay? Any so-called service fellowship can bring in death. So you and I must cover our vessel. Learn. And that cannot be teach.
Amen.
That you have to grow in life so that consciousness of life will increase in us.
Amen.
May the Lord mercy on us.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
We love you.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for your speaking.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we ask you not to let that go into our conscience.
Amen.
And have fellowship restored with you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you for everything you have said today, Lord.
Amen.
So keep us this week out of the evil one.
Amen.
Oh, don't let us touch, that touch us, Lord.
Amen.
Give our life to you.
Amen.
We love you, Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Amen.
So that we may grow in life.
Amen.
Have a proper sense of life.
Amen.
A corresponding sense of death.
Amen.
Keep our vessel closed to death.
Amen.
To prevent the spread of death.
Amen.
The effect of death.
Amen.
Lord, we want to be drinking the living water.
Amen.
To flow into eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Thank you for becoming the water for purification.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, oh, make this as our experience.
Amen.
Oh, that we would have the conscience for death.
Amen.
Oh, we have the discernment.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, that we would also cover our vessel.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, close to the death situation.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, we pray that, oh, Lord, oh, this water will flow.
Amen.
The running water.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, kills all the death.
Amen.
Oh, brings in life, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
For this running water.
Amen.
Thank you. Continue speaking to your church.
Amen.
Thank you. We can apply. We can use this real effort water.
Amen.
Oh, you know our culture.
Amen.
Oh, you use this to clean our culture.
Amen.
Oh, you prepare for the future.
Amen.
Thank you. Speaking to earth.
Amen.
Oh, continue shining upon us.
Amen.
We can walk in the light.
Amen.
Just like you are in the light.
Amen.
That we will have a fellowship each one another.
Amen.
Thank you. Continue speaking to us.
Amen.
Thank you for this ministry.
Amen.
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 Yes, Lord, continue speaking to us.
Amen.
Continue shining us.
Amen.
So that we are the ones that conscious about death.
Right.
And Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We can close our lid.
Amen.
We don't want to have any openings to the death.
Right.
We don't want to spread the death.
Amen.
We don't want to under the shadow of the death.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We want to apply this water of impurity.
Amen.
Okay. Purify us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Take away the death.
Amen.
So we can enjoy you.
Amen.
Enjoy you this life of resurrection.
Amen.
Lord, we give this this week our living to you.
Amen.
Oh, may we enjoy this life.
Amen.
You increasing us, Lord.
Amen.
So we can enjoy this living water.
Amen.
Running water and running, Lord.
Amen.
Our future weaknesses, Lord.
Amen.
So we can always come to you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Have mercy on us.
Amen.
Coming week.
Amen.
By your blood.
Amen.
Amen. From a dead situation.
Amen.
Touching death.
Amen.
Constantly apply your blood.
Amen.
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 Yes, cause us to be living.
Amen.
Release us from, Lord, our pitiful situation.
Amen.
Lord, we just turn to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, praise you. You are the running water.
Amen.
You are the living water.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you are our hope of glory.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we give ourselves to you.
Amen.
We give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Oh, we look upon your deep mercy.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. You are the purified water.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, oh, you not only die for our past.
Amen.
Oh, you also preparing for for our future.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, you can become our subjective experience.
Amen.
Oh, give us a heart to cooperate Amen. With you.
Amen.
It's our responsibility to close the lid.
Amen.
Close from the Satan.
Amen.
Close from the old death situation.
Amen.
Lord, we open to you.
Amen. Amen.